Well, I know most of you have come here to hear our brother Jonathan lead us into the throne room, and that'll happen soon enough. A couple things will happen just prior to that. Jonathan heard a couple of our young ladies singing and expressed his desire that they begin the service. So in just a moment, we're going to have them come up and sing one of the most beautiful songs ever written, Jerusalem of Gold. But this day, February 2nd, is also the day that the Rebbetzin of this congregation passed on 22 years ago, and tomorrow we'll be having a Yisker service for her, remembrance. Jonathan also asked me if I would read something. For some reason, he just sort of fond of some of the times when I write things, but I had already composed something. This is called Urania, Heaven's Touch, a tribute to Sylvia Yellen. You think after 22 years, man get over this, but suppose not. Deborah was a judge in Israel. She was the exception, not the rule, because she was exceptional. She was married to Lapidot, which means flame or torch. Our rabbis believe he was also the one who was called Barak in that passage, which means lightning or flaming sword. One of the many extra-biblical stories about Devorah in Jewish tradition is that she crafted wicks for the menorah. Rather than bringing them to the Mishkan, the tent of the meeting, herself, she would ask her husband to bring them, thereby exposing him to the sanctity of God's house. Lapidot was then inspired to get involved in spreading the holiness, the light he was exposed to in that holy place. It is therefore surmised that her real gifting or power was to inspire, to motivate those around her to follow the Most High. She inspired the Jewish people to take responsibility for their own internal light, to walk b'derech Hashem, in the path of God. Devorah comes from the root devar, or word, and as the word brought order to the confusion, void, and darkness, so too Devorah brought order to her home and life to her husband. Perhaps Paul had her in mind when he wrote in 1 Corinthians 7, the unbelieving husband is sanctified through the believing wife. Sylvia was born in Athens, Greece, but Sylvia was a middle name. Her first name was too beautiful to speak in common ways. Her parents named her Urania, which means heavenly in Greek. This name was prophetic in nature. We fell in love at first sight when we were about 18 years old. I practiced this a lot. Amen. We spent the next 28 and a half years together. Urania, the heavenly one, and Bert, the earthly one, were joined that day. She discipled many of the women in this congregation who are now in leadership, and many who left who are in leadership in other places. Not so much in formal classes, but by an inner holiness that drew people in and caused them to want to walk in the light that is found only as one trods the path of God. She didn't speak much, but once she did, it was manna from heaven, and it brought life to the soul. Most knew her as the gentle one that nurtured and soothed those in pain, bringing the wisdom from above down to earth. Others knew her as the woman of praise, who choreographed many of the dancers that the Messianic movement uses to worship God even to this day. Some sense, but few knew the power of this woman of God, who was a fighter in the ring, full contact. A climber of mountains and a light in the darkness. Ere she went, people would follow. Her lineage was illustrious. Her father was a fighter pilot in the Greek Air Force. Once took mercy on a Jewish man in North Africa, and against orders flew him to Israel. Her mother, a native-born Texican, was the latest in the line of horse thieves, cattle rustlers, and other such curmudgeons. One of her ancestors was one of the few gunslingers in the Old West, her great aunt. I was always nice to her because she knew where I slept. Sylvia was the one who first exposed me to the Messiah of my people. She, like Devorah, is the one that drew her husband into the holy place. You see, Idaho is the only place I ever called home. For it was wild and free. I'm not a civilized man who likes the occasional trip into the wilderness. I'm an uncivilized sort, who was forced to clean up some every once in a while and come on into town. And although I believed in God when I first arrived in Idaho, my path was a far piece from him. Urania brought a touch of heaven to me. She read the word daily and knew far more than I about God. I was busy killing our food and learning skills to help us survive. I left the spiritual aspects of our home in her capable hands. This would change. She knew better than to overtly push me to read the Bible with her, but she knew her husband. She decided that I needed to be the priest of our home, and God showed her the way to bring that about. She started coming to me with questions. "Hey, Bert, I was reading in the Word, and I don't understand this passage. Can you help me?" She knew exactly what she was reading, but also knew I would have to then read that passage and study it and come up with an answer, which we would then discuss. Whether consciously or unconsciously, I do not know. She was following in the path blazed by the prophetess, the judge of Israel, Devorah. The man who stands before you is not self-made, but was transfigured by the touch of an angel sent from heaven to dwell on the earth for a short time. That was the first life she affected, and I certainly wasn't the last. I had to share her with many God called her to illuminate. A woman of great valor was this one. Truly, Urania, heavenly. Now, God has given me Mary to walk these earthly days and paths with. She was also touched deeply by Sylvia. You see, we were all friends back in 1972 in Atlanta. Mary and I talk about Budania often. And we cry some and we laugh some together. We both loved her deeply. We both touched by heaven through her. She walked this earth a short time, as man reckons time, 46 years. It was just the right amount of time, as heaven reckons time. And I suppose that's all I have to say about that. And I thank you for listening to this tribute to the Rebbetzin of this congregation who led so many into the light. God bless you. Shabbat shalom. And I would ask them young ladies to wander on up here and to begin blessing that will be ours tonight. And they have graciously asked Craig and myself to accompany them. If we should make mistakes, please do not take it out on them young ladies. Jay, if you would get ready to blow the shofar and begin our praise service.
Blue.